So if you're wondering why your local hipster can't stop giggling at the moment, it's probably because they've overdosed on irony. Vice Media published an article alerting readers to the fact that every Australian citizen is entitled to a portrait of the Queen, free of charge. All you have to do is contact your local MP. They are obligated. They must then send you this picture of the Queen. Tim Watts is the Federal Member for Gellibrand. Welcome to RN Drive.
G'day, PK. I don't know whether to be insulted about being invited on to discuss hipster irony, but I'll run with it.
Well, let's be honest. You do represent a bit of a hipster, an emerging hipster electorate. Would we agree with that?
I would never insult my constituents in that way, PK.
I have met some of your constituents. Okay. All right. Nice hipsters, lovely hipsters. How many requests for portraits have you received since the story went viral?
I can say that before the story was published yesterday, I'd requested received zero requests for portraits of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And the last 24 hours, about four dozen requests.
Really?
I think 99% with tongue firmly in cheek.
So that's pretty incredible. So there were zero requests. So now you've got quite a few there, quite a bit of shipping to do.
That's true. I should correct you, though. I'm not legally obliged.
Please correct me. I love a correction. So not legally obliged. What are you obliged to do then?
Well, the legislation that Vice stumbled on creates an ability for me to source these pictures, and then I may provide nationhood material of this kind to my constituents. So I've chosen to respond to these tongue-in-cheek inquiries with a bit of nationhood material of my own from Melbourne's West, some portraits of Bob Murphy and Julia Gillard, some Australian Republican Movement membership forms, and an invite to our Waffle Day barbecue in Williamstown Beach this weekend.
So hang on a minute. People can request, they can make specific requests around nationhood according to the legislation, and then you can send them Republican propaganda.
Well, we live in a free society, PK. I'm exercising my right to freedom of speech as a Member of Parliament. I should say that I think that there is some merit behind this nationhood material. Usually, people use it to request flags when they're representing Australia overseas or for schools or community groups. Very frequently, I give out Indigenous and Torres Strait Island flags, and I think that is a worthwhile thing to do for our community. So it's not all the farce of giving out pictures of Liz R. and Phil the Greek.
Okay, so to be clear, if someone says, I really want a picture of the Queen, you could say no.
It is utterly up to the discretion of your local Member of Parliament. I'm sure that Tony Abbott will be gleefully sending out pictures of our monarch to his constituents as we speak, but you'll get a bit of a value-added service from me if you contact me in the electorate of Gellibrand.
So you have had very specific requests for, you know, pictures of the Queen. You're going to send those out with a bit of, you know, propaganda on the side.
PK, I feel like I understand my constituents, and when I get a bit of correspondence with tongue-in-cheek, I'll respond in kind. That's the kind of service that they expect from me.
So why do you think people suddenly want these pictures of the Queen?
Oh, they think it's a bit of a laugh. And you know, this goes to the lie at the heart of the monarchists' claim. You know, the monarchists like to say, well, we shouldn't change Australia's constitutional arrangements because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, you know, when our head of state is something that you roll your eyes at, you know, the idea of a Queen of Australia is a bit of a punchline, you know, that is broken. That's not a unifying force in our society in the way that it once was. So I want to see our constitutional arrangements reflect the country that we've become, not the country that we once were.
So that's a bit of a serious tone. I'll just take you back to the light just for a second. No, that's okay. You're entitled to be serious. You're an MP. But just quickly, so people can request nationhood stuff. And can they make that request? You mentioned the Aboriginal flag. Can a constituent say, oh, I would like an Aboriginal flag? Is that part of the deal of this nationhood material?
Absolutely. And, you know, you'll see schools or, you know, scout groups or, you know, organisations dealing with young people will often, if they're doing some study around Australia's Indigenous history, will make a request around that. I think that's all to the good. You know, there are little mini flags and constitutions and all kinds of weird and wonderful things that sit in an MP's office. So, I mean, I do take that educative role of an MP quite seriously. about our representative government and, you know, the blessings that we have of living in a free country. So, you know, ordinarily, I'm readily giving out that material. I just have never encountered someone that actually wants a picture of the Queen, on the
until
on
now
the mantelpiece.
Until now. There you go. Tim Watts, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Becca.
Tim Watts is the Federal Labor Member for Gellibrand. And yes, you can request nationhood material, which of course brings me to the central thing that I think lots of people like, which is free stuff. Everyone likes free stuff. 0418 226 576 is the text line.